A much-anticipated boxing match will be fought in Las Vegas tomorrow night. Manny Pacquiao from the Philippines is challenging England's Ricky Hatton for the World Light Welterweight Championship. Pacquiao is a hero in the Philippines, and he's gotten a big reception in Las Vegas, too, as the BBC's Mike Costello reports.
Typically raucous support for Pacquiao as he arrived at the hotel here in Vegas this week. The noise reflecting the fervour back home, because when Manny Pacquiao fights, for the people of the Philippines, it's not an event, but a happening.
There is not one incident of crime during a Manny Pacquiao fight. None. And, you know, there's been an insurrection that's been going on for 40 years in the south of the Philippines, the Muslim insurgency. And the day that Manny fights is a truce.
Bob Arum is one of the most successful promoters in boxing history. He's worked with Muhammad Ali and many other legends, the latest being Pacquiao.
I was in the Philippines 2 weeks ago and had dinner with Imelda Marcos. She told me she really believes that Manny can be president of the Philippines and would be a great president. Here's a kid, had no education at all, and he's now put himself through high school and college and got a master's degree.
2 years ago, Pacquiao lost in an attempt to win a seat in the Congress. In a country where, in the past quarter of a century, two presidents have been forced from office by people power, some feel that a more committed effort, when he retires from boxing, might produce a different result. Part of Pacquiao's appeal is his humility. He was genuinely taken aback by his reception here this week.
Oh, I'm surprised. There's a lot of people coming to the interviews, and you know, they're always supporting me.
And we've seen the reception here today. What will this mean to the people back home in the Philippines if you win at the weekend?
Oh, it mean a lot. You know, it's a big honor to our country, and they're always hoping for that victory.
Pacquiao lives in General Santos City, where he was born and lived until he was 12, when he ran away from home in a rage after his dad ate his dog, a not uncommon occurrence among the poor in the Philippines. Pacquiao's trainer, Freddie Roach, takes up the story.
They say that, you know, his dad ate his dog one day, and Manny got really upset, ran away from home. He was 12 years old, went to Manila, started, selling donuts and trying to, you know, feed himself that way. And then he ended up in a boxing gym, and they took him in and made him into a fighter. And he started boxing professionally, I think, at 14. I think he told me he made, his first pro fight was $2.
From $2 for his pro debut to a guaranteed $12 million for Saturday night's fight.
The BBC's Mike Costello reporting from Las Vegas.